Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'm going to speak from a perspective of reporting to you. Today is our annual meeting. Most of you were in attendance there, and this is a day when we are celebrating our life together, reviewing kind of where we've been and where we're going. So rather than a regular sermon, I'm going to be reporting. This is the rector's report. I want to begin. I think it's really important that on these days that we review our core values, those values that define who we are as God's people in this place. And those values that we hold central to fulfilling the mission that Christ has called us to. Our mission here is named as changing lives and sharing Christ. And we have gone deep into these core values over the years, and I don't want us to lose sight of them, but to reclaim them, to continue to grow into them, and to realize that these are what makes this place so special. The first is that we are a community of hospitality. And not just hospitality, but radical hospitality. We welcome everyone who comes into our midst. Everyone who walks in off the streets through those doors. We welcome them in the love of Christ. We know that this church family is unique to the world. There's nothing else out there like this, that we have something very special to offer. And we are a place where anyone can come and be a part of the life that is real, the life that God is calling each and every one of us into. And I believe that that's what makes this place so special. God is present because we are people of radical hospitality, and we continue to grow into that and claim that. We're also people of passionate worship. Okay? God created each one of us to worship. It's in our DNA. The question is, what are we going to choose to worship? We come together into this place, out of the world, to express our thanks and praise to Him who has given us everything. We don't just come as consumers of spiritual wisdom, seeking to be entertained. We come to be changed, into His likeness. That means letting go of some things so that we can grow into the life that He is calling us, the life of Christ, and to be sent out into the world to share that life and light out there. We don't just come to receive, but to give back to God who has given us everything. We are a people of passionate worship. We may do it in an English style, but we are passionate about that worship. We are a community of intentional faith development. We recognize that faith doesn't just happen. You know, where does faith come from? We just waiting. I think that God gives us His Holy Spirit, but we have to be intentional about that. It's a lifelong process that begins in baptism of learning and growing in our faith, taking it seriously. We read, learn, inwardly digest the living Word of God in Holy Scripture that nourishes us, sustains us, and allows us to encounter the living Lord Jesus. We encounter Him in the Scriptures. We find our story in His story. And we realize there is healing and grace and mercy, and we're led into the new life of His kingdom to love and to serve others. We are people of intentional faith development, knowing that we must be on the journey of growing deeper and deeper in that relationship. We're a community of risk-taking mission and service. Because mission and service is risk-taking. It means stepping out in faith. And Jesus calls us, as he did the disciples, to come, follow me. Come, follow him. He calls us to be salt and light in the world, being agents of salt and light, agents of God, of change. And God blesses us not to sit on a blessing, but so that we can be a blessing to others. That's the way the kingdom of God works. Recognizing that the only way to keep what God has given us is by giving it away. The more we give it away, the more we keep it. If we try to hold on to it, it doesn't work. It doesn't stay. It's like the manna in the desert. It goes away. So the more we give, the more we receive. God's blessing is that way. Jesus said, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. We recognize the face of Jesus in the poor, the needy, the blind, those in prison, the homeless. We have a role to play. We recognize that as we do it to the least of these, as we step out in risk-taking mission and service, we are doing it to Christ. We are followers of Jesus into His risk-taking mission and service. If we follow Him, we know that it's risky, but that's where life and light and the abundance of blessing that He has for us. And lastly, we're people of extravagant generosity. We acknowledge that God has given us all things. He's given us life, love. He's given us purpose. He's given us this world that we enjoy each and every day. And all of us are so blessed. We order our lives according to Him, according to His purposes, trusting and offering Him all that we have, ourselves, our souls and bodies. We are people of extravagant generosity. Why? Because God is. And because we know that by giving, we receive. These are the five core values that enable us to step out and fulfill the mission that God is calling us to. And growing in these will help us to further His kingdom, changing lives and sharing Christ. Now, last year was a strange year in many ways, defined by a storm, I think. Unfortunately, it was more than a storm, but that's all I can remember at this point. We began the year with a primary focus around our life together in community, celebrating our Christian community and really looking at the blessing that we are to one another as Christian community. We practiced sharing our own stories of God's love and forgiveness, recognizing that everybody has a story to tell, and as we share our stories, they connect with everyone's need to share their own, and we realize that we have similar stories, that we're not people that have it all together. All of us are dealing with life in this world, and we shouldn't protect ourselves or shield ourselves from it pretending like we are isolated. That's just a recipe for living alone. Living in community is about sharing our vulnerability together. And that's what we kind of did this year, claiming our faith in such a way that we can be emboldened to go out into the world. We celebrated what a gift this church is to us, but also what a gift it is to the world. That we are unique to the world, as I said, and that as we claim that special gift here, we realize that God needs us to be His church, not just on Sundays, and not just in here, but every day, in our work and in our lives. Everywhere we go, we are the church. We need to be the church. I mean, we know the world needs the light of Christ. We need to be that. We continued doing incredible local mission with various organizations in our community. We partner with. You can look through the annual report and see all of the good work that we've done, the hours spent, the dollars given, the organizations that we've partnered with to address issues of poverty, homelessness, and mental health, which are just so prevalent all around us. We've worked with the Good Shepherd's Corner to further their social enterprise, which has been not just doing the mission that they've done for all these years, but bringing case-managed individuals and giving them an opportunity to work and to be mentored, get them their lives together, and get themselves in a place where they can then go out and get a job for themselves. We've been working with the Coalition of Episcopal Churches in the community to serve the underprivileged here, so doing mission together as an Episcopal community. We've been partnering a long time with Metro Ministries, and we continue to do that. Mission of Mercy is building a new facility in town. We've been a part of that. They're reaching out and serving the community by medical services, offering medical services. And I'm so proud of our partnership with Castores Elementary School. We have been involved in their lives for the last couple of years, and I'm proud to say that we were awarded by CCISD Partner of the Year out of all the organizations that support the various schools in CCISD. Good Shepherd got Partner of the Year. But you can see all the detailed outreach in the annual report. You may remember that we hosted Diocesan Council. Thank you. We did a great job. Everybody stepped up. We shine in such a great way when we do big events like that. We elected a new bishop suffragan at that council, the Right Reverend Jennifer Brooke Davidson. Jennifer's is a product of Corpus Christi, an alumnus of St. James Episcopal School. Her grandparents are in the columbarium. Their remains are resting in the columbarium. And Jennifer is the first woman elected bishop in the Diocese of West Texas, and we're very proud of her. We hosted the ordination of the Reverend Scott Parnell, who had been our previous youth minister, to the Sacred Order of Deacon. Scott has gone off to serve as chaplain in Virginia at Christ Church, Virginia, and he is now been ordained to the priesthood. And so we've sent him off and doing God's work. And just as we were coming back from summer, of course, we were hit by that nasty Category 4 Hurricane Harvey. And I think the post-traumatic stress of that event has had a profound effect on all of us for the rest of the year. It's really hard to put our finger on it, but I think everybody knows it and has felt it. We can be proud, though, I will say, of all of the work that we have done. The churches were first responders. We stepped out. We met the needs of our neighbors in the Coastal Bend communities who were less fortunate, who suffered tremendously. We know that it very well could have been us. And so we've been just running. I mean, the fall was all kind of doing something we've never done before. And we tested our emergency preparedness plan in a big way. And I think we're going to be stronger for it. But we learned a lot, but I want to thank you for all that you've given, your time, talent, treasure. And that work is going to continue for years to come. We are in this. We're a resource congregation, and we'll continue to be supporting the efforts of rebuilding trying to get our coastal bend back up and running in whatever way it evolves to be in the years to come. But it will need all of us working together. We have continued to host groups who come in from... They've been coming in week by week to work from outside of our community, from all over the country, having a hard time finding places to stay. We put them up here in our gymnasium, in our youth house. And we continue to do that by trying to support those groups who want to get down here and help out. And I'm proud that we've been able to offer that service. I know that as we begin this new year, I sense an eagerness to move beyond Harvey. It's a great sign to me. Folks are coming back and they seem eager to launch into this new year with excitement and vitality. And we have a wonderful year planned for everyone. I've seen it already in the Sunday school offerings that we have been offering for the last 3 weeks. Our theme this year, you've heard it already, it was read in the gospel last week, and Father Frank highlighted it. It is the kingdom of God has come near. These are the first words out of Jesus' mouth in Mark's gospel. So the first thing Jesus says in Mark chapter 1 verse 15, the kingdom of God has come near. And that's something that that we're going to wrestle with all year. Jesus calls us to come and to embrace the kingdom of God, the life that He has created us for. The kingdom of God is present to all of us in our relationship with Christ. And that's where it is to be found. And that's why Jesus said the kingdom of God has come near. It has come near in Him and through Him. Jesus is calling us out of the world, out of the darkness of the kingdom of this world, into a whole new world. A kingdom built upon God's unconditional love. I believe that through baptism and the gift of His Holy Spirit, He has planted the seeds of the kingdom in your heart. The seeds are there. The kingdom is already there. It's like that mustard seed that is already blooming and is growing and will continue to grow into a mighty tree. When we pray, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," those aren't just words of comfort. God is saying, "Yes, I send you. You are the agents of the kingdom of God. If you want the kingdom of God to come on earth as it is in heaven, then I have planted it in your heart to go out into the world to love and to serve others and to further that kingdom." That's not something that we can just outsource to other people. We are the people of the kingdom of God. You are the kingdom of God. Where you go, the kingdom of God is present. You have to claim that. We have to own that. I'm so grateful to have the services of the Reverend Frank Fuller with us this year. Frank will be assisting with teaching and pastoral duties, along with helping us through a time of way. Father Philip is going to be taking a sabbatical rest for 3 months, beginning after Easter. He's going to leave April the 2nd, so right after Easter, and will be returning the first week of July. It will be a time of spiritual renewal and restoration. I'm so grateful for the time that I had away. It is so necessary to the work that we do, and it's so important to the life of this church. And so, it's a well-deserved time away. And I ask that you please keep Father Philip and Alice in your prayers, as they have their time of rest and renewal, reflection, reclaiming their call to ministry. And they will come back renewed, restored, and ready to give back in the amazing way that they have been given. Any gifts to the support of the sabbatical fund to support Philip's sabbatical are most appreciated. I tell you, I've got some great news to announce to you today. I'm overjoyed to inform you that we have received a designated gift for the purposes of hiring a third clergy person here at the Church of the Good Shepherd to come on staff. I know in years past that we have brought in, before my time, we have had curates or newly ordained deacons who then become priests, who've come out of seminary and been raised up in this parish, and some of their pictures are on the wall there in Munns Hall, to raise them up and to send them off to serve the church when they're done here. I want to say that with this gift and with Bishop Reed's generous support, the diocese is going to share in the expense of this newly ordained curate who will be with us at a minimum of 2 years beginning this July. And I'm so excited. Tomorrow, to the diocese, there'll be probably electronic correspondence going out. Bishop Reed will announce that all the senior seminarians are going to be placed at churches, and that William Campbell, who is coming out of St. Luke's San Antonio, will be assigned to serve alongside us here at the Church of the Good Shepherd. William and his wife, Claire, who are in their mid-30s, are going to be an incredible addition to our community and a huge help in serving our young families. They are amazing. I've visited with them and looking forward to getting to know them more. And you will be hearing more about William and Claire in the weeks to come. We've had an amazing year. We reviewed much of the financial news all in the meeting. It's all there in the annual report. I want to thank all of you for your amazing support. It doesn't happen with one or two or five or ten. It happens with all of us, pulling in the same direction, stepping forward in faith to love and serve. And I want to thank all of you. We've had a great year, and the coming year is going to be very exciting. With everything we have on the docket right now, I'm very excited, and I'm grateful to be your rector. I'm grateful to be a part of it all. The energy, enthusiasm around here is so very encouraging. We heard it affirmed by Father Frank, who just is kind of looking in from the outside and recognizing what a special gift this place is. I just want to thank you for your support in making this place such a vibrant community for Christ. May God continue to bless our efforts as we strive to be the kingdom of God in the world and for the world. Amen.